I don't know how long it's been. Not sure how long it's been, man. It's one of those days, man. I came in today because I found that I really needed somewhere to unload my thoughts because I've been thinking a lot about I've been thinking a lot about how difficult it's been to kind of log what I want to do with my life and log kind of like what any of this all means, you know. I think sometimes I tend to overthink and get a little too heady about the concept of like life and why are we here and all this. I think I need to do a better job of staying focused on living every moment the best I can possibly live it. And that's why I feel like I am making a massive mistake in my life right now. I think I can do better.
Talib.
Shaquid.
Shaquid.
Kwali.
Kwali. I can't
say it.
That's why.
Okay. Well, learn how to speak English then. So, I want to enjoy life and be a little more carefree about what I'm doing, because really, I was just watching a show this week and they were talking about the deaths from the past week, and it got me really thinking. A buddy was just telling me a person across the street died, and I'm really thinking about this, like, man, what am I doing? What am I doing? I've always been so weird about mixing my life. I've got multiple versions of me that I do not allow to cross. And it's like, there's the hip hop Mac, there's the father, there's the career professional, there's the creative, there's the music creator, like there's the podcaster. Like why aren't all these things blended together? Like it's making me angry that inside, because all these little different facets all have to live in their own world. And then what happens is I'm unhappy if I'm out of balance. Like if I haven't podcasted in a few months, I feel shitty about it. Like I know I'm wasting this time away when I could be doing better. I could be recording more and learning more and giving back to the community, and my life could be a little bit more full. And so that's why I want to focus more on legacy. Because think about this, man. If Michael Jackson died, which he did, how often are we talking about Michael Jackson? One of the most famous people that ever existed. But it's like after you get past the first week or 2 weeks, you don't talk about him as much anymore. And these are world famous human beings. So why am I being so controlled and so worried that, you know, I'm judging myself too much? I feel like we all do that a little bit too much. And so I want to focus more on living every day with happiness and including people in my life that are genuine, real, and are open with me as much as I am with them. You know, you become the people you surround yourself with, period. If you want to do well, you have to surround yourself with successful people, period, point blank. I can attest to it. Everything in the past year has been blowing the fuck up in my life. And I don't talk about it. I don't tell anybody. I keep it to myself. I sit here and I shovel my money away. I shovel it away. I'm going to have nobody to share it with. All that work, all that success, and nothing to show for it. And it's not about the things or the places or the whatevers. It's about how much did I enjoy my life while I was here, and how much did I make other people, or how much did I influence other people to love their life? You know, what am I doing? What kind of example am I setting for my people and my kids, my wife, if I can't just break down my own barriers and get past that shit? You know, like, we'll go to a show and I can't put my fucking hands in the air. It's like, fuck, man, God forbid you relax. God forbid you have fun. God forbid you're a human and feel the beat. You know, relax, fucking relax, bro. I've done some pretty cool shit in my life. I don't give myself enough credit. I don't enjoy myself enough, and I need to expand my life a little bit. I need to cross-pollinate all these. I used to have a job. I used to have many jobs where I'd put on my khakis and my polo shirt, and I'd come home and I'd take off my khakis and polo shirt, put on my jeans and my Detroit fitted, and come downstairs and listen to rap music and do a podcast and drink and carry on. And none of these two worlds know each other. Then the next day, I'd put away all my podcasting equipment and go upstairs, take my kids to basketball and baseball practice, and none of those people know what kind of career professional I am, or that I love podcasting and I keep it private. And that's a lot of mental work. So why not just be it, all of it? That's okay. I just need to get out of my own fucking head and start enjoying like life in general, man.
Wake up.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. My number one goal, even though it sounds like a New Year resolution, it's not, because I've been working on it the past few months. I've been doing a lot of meditation, a lot of self-awareness work. And man, I just want to live, bro. I just want to feel the music. I want to move with the world, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Just want to move around and just be part of the music. And that's it. That's it. That's my goal. Not goal. That is my life. It's to just open up completely and enjoy the people around me. And hopefully, my legacy on this rock will be that at the very least I have influenced or inspired others to enjoy themselves and to get the fuck off of social media and just enjoy your real you, your real authentic you. And that's it. That's where I'm gonna leave it. I will try to record more. I say it at the end of every one. I'll talk to you guys. Oh, man. I just came back and gave it a quick listen. I may have been using the wrong device to record, so I ain't re-recording a 10-minute podcast, but I'm curious to see how this one sounds. It may sound like shit, but I came back to record this other clip because recording through Anchor is shit. I've got everything recording on my local machine here, but I may not be able to record through Anchor because I can't put your ears through that weird compression horse shit they do on the audio. Maybe it gets better. This sounds horrible. Hopefully this is an improvement. Maybe it was the recording device I was using. I'm going to leave this. We'll see how it sounds. All right, man. Catch you guys.